Well, we're really happy to have Dr. Kayla Pinniger from Crivetti Orthopedics here, as well as Eric Selvig here. It was just great having you guys in for the, you know, to start the new year, 2019. Hello, Dr. Pinniger. How are you?
I'm doing great.
They didn't call us off of school here, off of work. I mean, we're still here.
No, you're still there. You've got more important work to do.
You've got a long drive, and you could have been like, "Hey, it's really icy out here. You don't know what it's like. I can't make it."
I debated that. I thought, you know, I mean, if I could pull it off to call everything in sick or too icy, I'd be at the ski resort, man. I'd be out of here.
Right.
But I can't do that. I'm on call. I was there till 11:30 last night, taking care of all the other people that were slipping and falling on the ice.
Doing surgery at 11:30.
Yeah, up a little bit till close to that.
Really?
Oh.
I thought you just worked in the morning.
Yeah.
You can set your own hours, nighttime, right? Crivetti Ortho is there for you.
Right? There's a t-shirt in there somewhere. Eric's from North Dakota. Yeah. Is that true? Eric, you said North Dakota?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not really snow.
No. This is fun.
This is fun. Exactly. This is fun.
Eric's looking to like take down a buffalo somewhere. Like, yeah, this is it. You want to know what real winters are? You got to sit out and in an ice shanty for 17 hours. You miss ice fishing? You remember?
Even though I grew up in North Dakota, I was still cold.
Yes. That's like my buddy Tim Flom, my buddy Chuck Sinicky. I was telling Eric from Buffalo, who wanted the day off today. I said, "What happened to you? You're from Buffalo. This should be like laughing at us for thinking this is cold." But I also told you a story real quick about Nate Schmidt from the Golden Knights. I talked to him at press yesterday, and these Minnesota kids, Schmidt, Ben Goetz, and Sam Gordon of the Review Journal, I said, you know, Nate, these guys are like, they're whining about the cold. He goes, I know what they mean. He goes, because when you leave it, man. He goes, you might grow up, but when you're out of it for a long time, the blood goes to the certain way. I just couldn't believe it. I thought like people like that came from those areas would think this is just stupid, but I got Minnesota kids at the paper with like hoodies on this week.
Is there anything to that, Dr. Pinniger, where people actually could say like my blood is thinned down and I can no longer handle the cold? Because people who live in Las Vegas for a while, they panic when it gets cold like this.
You climatize. It's totally true. I bought myself one of those down jackets, and when I moved out here, I thought there's no chance I'm ever gonna. I wear it every day.
Where are you originally from?
I wear it to practice. I grew up in Utah. It was plenty cold there. I did my residency training in Ohio, and it was real cold there.
Now there's cold. Okay.
So I kind of thought, hey, you know what? This down jacket's gonna be nice, and I was ready to throw it in the garbage when I moved out here. But wow, I've become kind of a sissy, I guess. My blood is thinned as well.
No, there's no sissies doing surgeries at 11 at night.
No, and you said because of snow and ice injuries and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what happens?
When they canceled school, I figured my day would get busier because that means more people are outside injuring themselves. So,
A guy who injured himself the other night who made national headlines, obviously, is Zion Williamson, the freshman from Duke, likely number one overall pick. So he goes down. Did you watch it or did you see a tape of it? I saw it.
Okay. I saw the video. Shoe breaks, legs spread wide.
Yeah. What's with the – before you get to the knee sprain, and maybe right away you knew what it was by the way his knee went, was there anything to that shoe? Was it just a bad shoe, or is that powerful? Is he so powerful physique that he could – that pressure could actually put the foot through the shoe?
I mean, his shoe clearly had a really fantastic grip on the show, on the floor. And when he tried to make that cut, you just saw it explode. I haven't seen that happen often.
No.
You see cleats break and you see things like that, but the whole shoe just dismantled. That was impressive.
So without just looking at it, you knew it was a knee right away. Now, when they come today, yesterday, and say mild knee sprain, tell the people what percentage that could be. What's mild to the average person?
That to me looks like a light grade or a low grade MCL sprain from the way it looked like he injured it. The stance he was in was more like what we see with the hockey players when their legs are spread and the pressure's all on that MCL. And so when they say mild, it sounds like he doesn't have any instability. It sounds like he just injured it. It's very sore. It should not be loose, and it's going to be really only a few weeks until that soreness is gone and he's ready to go, as long as there's no laxity or looseness to that knee.
He grabbed the back of the knee. That made sense?
He kind of cupped the hole. It kind of looked like,
would tell the people where the MCL would be, where would you grab if that's what happened?
On that inside, and you'd cup it in back a little. You'd kind of reach with the opposite hand and just hold right there on the inner back side of it.
Okay,
because we were wondering, like, because they immediately were like, the shoe exploded. It's a knee sprain. But at the same time, we were kind of kicking around the fact that, and you've had to deal with this many times, when there's a student athlete of 18 years old who has an ability to go on and make really a tremendous professional career in just a few months, right? We're talking like in 4 months, he's going to be signing a rich contract. Have you ever been in situations where you're surrounded by a student athlete's family, maybe student athlete's institution, and they're asking you, should he even play anymore? Should we just shut this thing down? How serious is this nature? There's a lot of questions going on right now for Zion Williamson, and the doctors, they're all waiting for your answer. How many times personally have you been through that kind of situation where you have crowds of people with all sorts of ideas about one particular student athlete?
The discussion becomes so much more complicated when you're talking about the quantity of money he's looking at.
Right.
As a first-round pick, as a potential number one pick, it's huge. And he looks at his college career thinking, I'm not going to use this education in the future because I'm planning on being a professional basketball player for years and years. So that's tough. And families want the best for their kid. And in that position, they don't often think the education is the best thing for their kid. And so they're considering the financial option ahead and his health. And if it's risky to keep playing basketball before he gets that big contract, they're going to pull him out.
Now, in 2 weeks, though, if it was what you think it is, he'd be completely healed. It'd be more, could he go back in 2 weeks and it's still unstable to where that's what they're thinking about? Like, we're not going to go back and risk this. Or if an MCL sprain is healed after 2 weeks, is there no risk and he's just like he was before?
I see very, very little risk. If he goes back to play, I think that's no problem, if that's all it is, of course.
Right, right.
If there's more of a bone bruise associated with it, it might be a little sore for longer.
Okay.
But I think more than anything, it's a wake-up call to him, and he's going to have so many people reaching out to him saying, what are you doing? Don't risk the future. Just stop. And even though he's going to be ready to go.
That's an interesting situation because
they have a lot of opinions on that kid the last few days.
How long would you sit him out? Because he plays Saturday against Syracuse. There's no way that he should be playing in that game. How long would you give it really a realistic timetable?
Usually 2-3 weeks.
He'd be ready for the NCAA tournament. Yeah. You can bring him back. LeBron James, Lakers win last night. We're going to get to that later in the show, but we know he missed 17 to 18 games with the groin. We talked to you about this before in groin injuries, especially even an athlete at his level and his physique and everything. Groins differ to the degree of the sprain. So what would have 17 days been then? Well, I mean, would it have been as serious? Would it have been not as serious, especially an athlete at his level?
It's for him, I know the speculation's all been his ability to recover. How is he doing in terms of being able to rehab and recover from these injuries where he used to miss next to no games.
Right.
And if he missed that many games, it was really sore. I know he described that he felt a pop when he first did the thing, and it took him a while and he needs to get his speed back, he needs to be pain-free, and he needs to feel safe on it. If he can't perform the maneuvers in practice, they're just going to keep holding him.
I thought I read something in this scouting report recently of how not only does LeBron James feel like they need to amp up their intensity for the Lakers because, you know, they're a couple spots out, but when I read a report that says he's not moving at the same speed or even engaging at the point of attack, and if he wants to go and start pushing it, is this the time to go do that? Because if he's already kind of like nimbly running around, or maybe he's kind of holding back, maybe he knows his body better than we do. Is that something that if you have a groin injury and then you come back, is that something that you could say, I'm going to ramp up the speed and ramp up the action? Or is that really just something you say to get your mind going and say, like, you know, I'm going to push forward? But it seems like you're just setting yourself up for more injury.
If he feels tentative, then he could definitely be psyching himself up to try to push for that. But if it's not there, he just won't be able to do it. And so as he tries to psych himself up to go out and perform and lift his team, elevate his team to a level to keep pushing for a playoff spot, if he can't feel it and if it's not performing, then he just won't be able to make it happen.
Speaking of Dr. Caleb Penninger, follow all the doctors over Crivetti Ortho at Crivetti Ortho, Crivetti Orthopedics. Another basketball player that's pretty famous, he's back, he's in the lineup now for the best team in basketball, is DeMarcus Cousins. Now, he had a full rupture of the Achilles on January of 18. He's averaging about 24 minutes per game and no longer has a minutes restriction. Is that why? So when these guys blow, I know Kobe did it. Others did it. When the Achilles go, man, they people react like, oh, boy, that's like a year. I mean, that is horrible injury for a basketball player given their spring and their ability to cut. So he, January of 2018, now he's back averaging 24. And now they say there's no minutes restriction. So did he go through the prescribed timetable? He was out almost a year, right? I mean, he was out a long time.
Yeah, he's and with the injury happening a little greater than a year ago now, absolutely ready to go.
A year it would heal.
That's rehabbed. He's strong, and for them to lift his minutes restriction, I think is well timed.
Clay or I rupture our Achilles today, go through rehab. Is it a year? Just to be normal, just to do your normal average stuff. I mean, you just Achilles is one of those words in sports or in life you hear like, oh. Because it just sounds so bad.
It does sound bad, and it feels horrible when you do it. People describe being shot in the back of the leg
with
it
pain, literally feels like pain.
Yeah, okay. Kicked by a horse, shot. There's a lot of ways people describe it. And no, you'd be back. I mean, in your guys' sedentary lifestyle here, I think you'd be just fine.
Is this the required amount of sitting? Am I doing enough of that?
Does he know there's running 3-4 times a week on this end? We've given you shots and you've been on the ground. But.
Yeah, really. I know. And it's just getting worse. I mean, I'm now doing physical therapy, and you're doing the treadmill with the same jacket on you've had since 1950.
Yes, actually, I'm running in this jacket later today.
We're with Dr. Caleb Pinneger from Crevetti Orthopedics. Dr. Caleb Pinneger is Southern Nevada's sports injury expert, and you can go online to CrevettiOrtho.com and check out what they do over there. Eric Selvig is here as well. And what I love about Crevetti Ortho is that you guys always update all the testimonials. You guys have so many people coming in and wanting to go and tell everyone about their experience before and after in their recovery. It's really awesome to go and just read the multitudes of it, because it's not just the doctors, but it's the staff and all the everything that goes into it.
We love the family that supports us, and that's our patients, that's our team, that's everybody involved. And the best compliment we can get is when we get a person that comes in and says, hey, I complained of pain, I was at the gym, I was at the store, and someone saw me and said, oh, you got to come to Crevetti Ortho. And that's the greatest compliment we can get, and we love those people in our lives, and we are so happy to have the opportunity to take care of them, and we just look forward to keep doing it.
I want to ask you quickly on Shohei Ohtani. He made such a huge splash coming to Major League Baseball last year because, again, pitcher and position player, that just doesn't happen past a certain level in this country, and he did it. A right UCL tear, won't pitch this year. No timetable for hitting. Okay, so he has the UCL. He's expected back June 1st. Can you play outfield and hit with a UCL?
Yeah, hitting definitely not a problem. He'll be back to hitting, not an issue.
So he could DH for sure.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. The long throw from outfield, he's still going to have to complete his throwing program. But that's, you know, you're talking 7-8 months at that point as far as his rehabilitation table.
Right.
And there are occasionally pitchers that come back at the 10-month period after a Tommy John or a UCL reconstruction. But, you know, that it's early, so I think it's very smart to not let him pitch yet.
I know different parts of the body, but do you repair Tommy John's the same way with UCLs at arthroscopic? How are these things, whether it be the elbow or the shoulder, the rotator cuff, how often are you cutting into them or how often are you doing arthroscopic stuff?
With shoulders, the only time I'm making a larger open incision is for very specific shoulder instability issues, which are not common, or for replacements when we're actually replacing the shoulder joint for arthritis. Most anything else I can do through the scope, which is obviously better for the patient if you can do that.
Right.
Tommy John surgery is open. We make a large incision. If you see the smile on the inside of the elbow, that's the long open incision that's done when we actually make that incision to do the ligament reconstruction. I have not seen anyone try it through the scope. I think that'd be quite tough.
Maybe they'll do it for us.
Are there any
challenges for us?
Try. You know the funny thing about this? Are there any scopes where it leaves a long scar? I asked this because on the hockey break, and you don't get any news out of the Golden Knights and injuries, but on the hockey break, Howla's been out for most of the season, with a knee injury. It's obvious he was on crutches or anything, but he was a pitcher in Hawaii with a couple guys. There was a pretty long scar. Is that a sign that someone cut into, or can you get that through a scope?
Depending on the surgery, when we do a scope, for example, for an ACL reconstruction,
yes.
if we still have to obtain the graft or the new ligament
where you're putting
from
in,
somewhere.
Okay.
And if that's coming from the patellar tendon, which is one of the really robust and kind of standardized ways to do this reconstruction, there's an incision down the front of the knee to get the graft, and then there is the scope that goes with it.
Okay.
So you get both
on that
surgery.
Okay.
Dr. Caleb Pinniger, did a year fellowship with Dr. James Andrews, you know, the man who created the Tommy John surgery, the godfather behind it. Do you think that anyone trying to do a dual role in baseball, like Shohei Ohtani did, outfield and pitcher, do you think they now should just say outlaw this because it's not going to work? Nobody is superhuman. Nobody can go and do what you think Ohtani was going to do. We'll put a stop to it.
I doubt it. I think for a player to go from an outer position and come to a pitcher is tough. But if there's a guy who's a great pitcher and is so good in the outfield that he can do a little bit of both and he's grown up playing that way, people can get by with that. But to convert, we see a lot more injuries when someone's an outfielder or a baseman and they say, wow, you got a real strong arm. Let's try to make you a pitcher. Those are the guys that more commonly get hurt. It's still tried all over, but you see those guys end up with injuries more often.
Yeah, I think that's enough now. I mean, what more do you need? Ohtani's such a great talent.
Yeah.
Now you're going to, like, you know, seriously, like, derail his career and shorten it by so many years.
And the wear and tear, you know? I mean, it's just, I mean, if he was a pitcher, you know, every fifth day, but then just did nothing but DH and hit, you know, okay. Now you're putting less strain, obviously, on the arm other than when he's pitching. I mean, he's an incredible talent just to even pull it off for a season. Anyone who can do that, obviously, is extremely skilled. But I think he eventually just becomes a DH or an outfielder. I think the pitching thing is probably, if they've shut him down as a pitcher this year, that might be done.
What a shame, man.
Yeah, I mean, and when he came, it was such a huge deal that they got him and he could do both. And there was a lot of skepticism across the sports world. Like, yeah, can you do both at this level? You know, can you really do both at this level and be good? I think he'll be a hitter.
When the Golden Knights came to Las Vegas, I don't think people realize the strenuous activity of how they do not disclose injuries to the public. They, you know, you start to wonder. You follow players in professional sports. You're like, all right, 3 to 6 weeks here and there because you understand the injury. You don't get that in the NHL, and you're not going to get that.
Upper and lower.
Right.
That's all we get. Upper and lower.
We're analyzing photos for scars. We're
yes,
looking how
yes.
long they're on crutches.
This is what must happen.
This their protocol yeah. here really messes up our discussions,
yes.
which I'm not a fan of at this point.
You know
point.
What? Do they not know we get the boys from Crevetti Ortho over here at the Golden Knights? What's wrong? It is strange. Well, it's funny for us who cover them on a daily basis. So, you know, someone will fall on the skate and holding onto his head, and obviously he has a concussion and stuff. Well, no, it's just upper body. We can't tell you what it is. Well, he has a head. Or, you know, here's Eric Howlett with a scar this big on his knee. It's like, he probably hurt his knee. You know, but, and I don't know. I think it's a paranoia, not just the Golden Knights, it's within this whole league, and the way they explain it is, in their minds, it's a safety concern. Because someone could headhunt. Someone, you know, if I know you have a knee and you're coming down, you know, the check is going to be towards it. I can see that, but the NFL is also a really tough league, and they give us injuries 2 times a week, and it's very specific. Tom Brady has a sprained shoulder. He's questionable. I mean, it's very, very specific. The other thing about the NHL, which is interesting, it's a team-by-team basis. So you'll have – we had a great quote or clip from the Columbus coach the other day, Tortorella, who's a complete lunatic on every way. But a guy was sick, and he went above and beyond telling us exactly how he was sick and what he was doing. So some coaches just get really fed up with so many questions. The media, they throw up their hands. They're like, all right, this is what it is. And mm-hmm. others, I mean, they follow that mantra of – you know nothing. It's upper or lower. It's just a very strange league in that sense. Whereas the NFL, NBA, they just tell you everything. They're like, yeah, this is what he has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I think the NFL is a pretty tough league too. So if I'm a defensive tackle, and I know the offensive guard has had a knee injury for the last 6 months. It's just as easy for me to go at the knee.
Yep, it's true. And someone must have been pretty smart as far as their patient confidentiality, privacy, because
right.
that's got to be a component too. The players in the NFL, they're agreeing to let that be disclosed, mm-hmm. and I don't know what behind the scenes happened in the NHL. Did their committee of players association decide, hey, we don't want people knowing. That's
right.
our business, our privacy. And
yeah.
And so there might be a component of that, too.
Makes for some very good Gerard Gallant press conference.
Yes, that's right, where everyone's getting sick of answering questions about injuries. Dr. Pinneger, Dr. Kuchera, Dr. Mike Crivetti, all at CrivettiOrtho.com. Make sure you go and check it out. What would you like to tell everybody as you guys approach like March and April, and especially for the student athletes who are starting to get out and starting doing throwing programs, because you've been intrinsically linked to baseball injuries as well. So what would you like to tell everybody? Make sure, like, you know, because you want more preventive maintenance now at this point.
Absolutely. If you're starting a new sport, 3-4 weeks into it, if things are starting to hurt, it's absolutely fine. Come get it checked out. Let's have a look. It's often you're ramping up your training and it's starting to get sore. Hopefully you baseball players have taken a little time off. I would love it if it was at least 4 to 6 weeks away from all throwing activities and get back to a slow program, return to throw, build your strength. Don't get out there and rifle that ball. Try to build up to it. You want to preserve your arm. You're young. Let's keep it healthy. Keep you safe.
That's Dr. Caleb Pinneger, Southern Nevada sports injury expert here on the Press Box Morning Show. Go online to CrivettiOrtho.com, and you can also follow this along on Facebook Live if I didn't destroy the camera. When we come back, we'll be joined by Chase Elliott, NASCAR driver, the sensation. He'll be at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway in a week's time. How often do you get a chance to go out to Las Vegas Motor Speedway and see NASCAR?
Hey, my kids are so busy with sports, I have not been, and I want to. I need to get out there in a bad way. I know we would love it. We're going to be at the Monster Jam because my kids have been fans of the Monster Jam for years.
Oh, awesome.
But NASCAR, I got to get there. It just looks fun.
We should do that. Let's bring them out there. It'll force you have to make a
good
trip.
Good seats available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you drive?
Up to NASCAR weekend. No.
We're going to Uber?
No. He knows I'm a horrible driver.
You wanted me to drive him yesterday to pick him up from the house because he was afraid.
The wife actually said, can Clay swing by? You stand out in the snow and he'll be like driving Miss Daisy and he can come by and like throw you in the back of the seat, because she was very concerned on the 6-minute drive here and through the sleet and the snow and the black ice.
I was not concerned.
When school was not canceled.
Well, the texting and the driving don't go well on most days, especially in the snow days.
It never goes well. Well, Dr. Pinneger, thanks again for making time for
us. Thanks, Doc. Good to see you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Great to see you.
I know it was a long day for you, and have a great morning and a great weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There he is.
Go online, CrivettiOrtho.com. See all the great work that they do. Dr. Pinneger, Dr. Kuchera, Dr. Crivetti. They're all here for you, and everyone knows how great Crivetti Orthopedics is. Check it out for yourself at CrivettiOrtho.com. We got to take a break. Because Chase Elliott's calling in. We'll be back in 5 minutes here on the Press Box Morning Show.
Start your engines!
All right, it is 7:26 on your Friday morning. Watch out for the hit and run on Jones just north of Sahara. We also have a traffic problem on Flamingo at the Strip, as well as a crash and traffic problem now ensuing on Desert Inn at Paradise.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for
ZQL Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you